This is your Concordia, Nebraska All Sports Leader, Koopski, brought to you by The Sower. Welcome back, everybody. My name's Wyatt Koopy, alongside my partners, Eric Humley. And we got another exciting week of Concordia athletics for you today, don't we?
For the fall sports, at least. We had a winner, and we had a couple heartbreak losses.
Yep. And we're going to start off with volleyball, who had a heartbreak loss to Northwestern in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament. They lost 3-1. Northwestern came out on a 2-0 set lead, and then we fired back, winning the third set 25-18, but could not get those last two critical points in the fourth, and we lost that one 25-23. So all really close sets, and just couldn't capitalize on the finish right there.
They were very close sets. I mean, as we mentioned earlier, Northwestern is ranked 5, and we were ranked 10th. So, I mean, we were ranked below them, and, you know, it was just a hard-fought game, tough game. Almost, like you said, sending it to the fifth game. We were so close to there and winning it, but just 2 points shy.
Yeah, we couldn't get that done. But on the bright side, Northwestern lost to Jamestown in the GPAC championship. I mean, that's kind of good, but on the same side, I would rather lose to the champions, but it is what it is. They are on to the national tournament, so that's up next for them. They finished the season, the regular season, plus GPAC tournament, with a record of 15-4 overall, 12-3 in GPAC play.
Good job for just in-season play.
But yeah, that really, it is a tremendous season. Keep your heads up high. It was a great outing. They will play Xavier University of Louisiana on April 17th. That'll be down in New Orleans. The time is still to be announced. We will get that as soon as we can. But that is their opening round of the NAIA National Tournament.
I'm not too sure familiar with Xavier University of Louisiana. I don't really follow Louisiana sports very much.
I didn't even know they existed.
Yeah, but other than that, I mean, congratulations for them making it to the national tournament, and let's see what they can do.
I think we got this one in the bag. Obviously, last year, our volleyball girls made it deep into the national playoffs. So hopefully they can repeat that and hopefully get a championship out of this. And right now we're going to continue with the theme of heartbreak losses. Men's soccer had a very difficult loss. It went into penalty shootouts, basically. Well, Eric, you kind of know more about it.
Yeah, I covered the game myself, and you know it was 0-0 and throughout both overtimes.
They played Northwestern, yeah, by the way.
Men's lost Northwestern in penalty kicks, and while in penalty kicks, both teams made their first 9 penalty kicks. So throughout the whole match, there was no goals, but you know, once penalty kicks came, both teams decided to score. And on the 10th penalty kick, Concordia, we missed our penalty kick. It was saved by Northwestern's goalie, and Northwestern was able to capitalize on such a heartbreaking thing. So Northwestern's first shot on the 10th penalty kick, they missed it. It sailed over the crossbar. It wasn't even saved by us. However, they were granted a re-kick because our goalkeeper was judged to have left his line too early. So then they let him re-kick again, and this time he made it, and that gave Northwestern the win.
That's very disappointing and heartbreaking, but a great game, and you lose on a technicality, which is always the worst. You never want to lose on a technicality.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if you think about it, we went 9-for-10 in penalty kicks, and Northwestern went 10-for-10. That's very difficult to do. Penalty kicks are hard in general, and to go 100% in all of them is just really not really heard of very often.
No, it's not. And so normally on those types of penalty kicks, people will miss them, and they have to continue to go. But to go shot after shot and making it, wow, it's very impressive. Our defense was pretty good throughout the match. We only allowed 10 shots, 4 of them on goal through the first two halves. And our offense had the advantage, getting 12 shots, 7 of them on goal. And, you know, just couldn't sneak one in regulation. And it had to go into overtime. And even in overtime, we couldn't get anything in. And
yeah, even in overtime, we only had 2 shots. And that was in double overtime. It wasn't even the first one. So, I mean, not much was really going for us there. But just, again, such a heartbreaking loss to end the season that way.
Yeah, but congratulations to them on an outstanding finish. Obviously not the finish you wanted, but still a great way to end the season in a tough, tough battle for GPAC advancement.
Yeah, we finished 10-5-3 overall. This is the 10th season that we've had 10 wins. So congrats to them. I mean, they're very consistent. We just can't get over that hump of winning GPAC or even, you know, get into the championship game.
Right. We had I think the last time men's won a GPAC title was 2015, and that was the first time ever in program history. We're itching to get back, and hopefully next year we can bounce back and hopefully get to that spot and have a chance to win a conference championship. We're going to jump to good news. The women's soccer team did win the GPAC tournament. So congratulations to them. They won that 2-1 against Jamestown. We had two early goals in the second half. And then later on in the second half, Jamestown snuck in a goal of their own. But in the first half, it was such a tight battle. Great saves after great saves by Lindsay Carley.
Lindsay Carley had a total of 13 saves that night. She was that Concordia Bulldogs defense and her, they were a wall. You
they
could not
were.
Get a goal past them.
That was an incredible defensive stand. And Jamestown was on our side of the field so much in that game. They had 19 total shots, 14 of them on goal, and they snuck one in. But as we said, Lindsay Carley, 13 saves throughout the entire match and only let one in that was kind of iffy. There was a huge crowd and the ball just kind of
It was able just to get a good ricochet kick off basically off someone and it snuck in there. But, you know, we did very well defensively. And then offensively, like you said, we didn't really control the ball as much. But when we did, we took our opportunities that we had and we made the most of it and was able to get two goals out of it.
Yeah, we were. And one of them was like a fast break type play. Like if you're a basketball fan, this was your typical one person sprinting down the court and they lob it to them and was able to get that easy layup, basically. That's kind of what it looked like going down to the field.
Yeah, that was Bethany Futches. She scored that goal. She was able to, like you said, get on a fast break and
split two defenders and then go right through the middle.
Exactly. She actually shot her first shot and the keeper blocked it. However, she was able to get the rebound there and like stay calm and everything and was able to score her second shot, I guess.
Yep.
And yeah, that sent the game 2-0 us.
Yeah, that was very impressive. And the first goal was on a corner kick. And it was beautifully set where we were able to get the crowd in and tip it in. And so it was all a very close, very good competitive game. Congratulations to our women. And they will play in the NAIA tournament. Their first game is April 15th. We don't know where. We don't know against who. That is to be announced at a later time. As they won the GPAC championship, we kind of forgot to mention the game before, you know, the semifinals. That was even more exciting because that went into
penalty kicks
as well. And that was
April 6th against Midland. I mean, that game, like we were talking about with the guys, it also went into penalty kicks. And we won that game 5-4 in penalty kicks. But unlike the guys, we didn't make every single one. That penalty kick kept going back and forth.
Back and forth all day. And then once Midland missed their shot, we were able to get back-to-back shots to win it.
Speaking of Bethany Futches, she made the game-winning penalty kick shot. So she's had two great goals in the past two games. She's really stepped up for us.
Yeah, so congratulations to them. I know we kind of did this out of order, but Midland was the semifinals. Jamestown was the GPAC championship, and we won that 2-1. Concordia advances on to the national tournament by winning GPAC tournament. So congratulations to them. On the topic of national tournament, we do have some national qualifiers for track and field. We have the women's 4x4 meter relay. Got their achievement in the Concordia invite on April 10th. They qualified with a time of 3 minutes, 53.29 seconds. Rachel Battershell also qualified in the 400 hurdles. She finished with the time of 1 minute, 3.22 seconds.
Donye Buck also qualified in the hammer throw with a throw of 174 feet and 10 inches.
Congratulations to him. And another hammer throw qualifier, Jake Cornelio, qualified with a throw of 204 feet and 9 inches. Wow.
I'm pretty sure that's a PR for him. He threw like 203 last week, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's a season PR. I don't know what his career PR is. But congratulations to him. He once again advances to the national tournament, or national meet. Congratulations to him. Erin Mapson in the women's pole vault, she cleared 12 feet and 3.5 inches.
Yeah, she's another pole vaulter who's actually really been kind of coming up with Josie Pels. She broke her previous jump, I guess, last week of 12 feet 1 inch.
Roughly.
Around there. But she's gotten even better, and she's getting up just like Josie Pels, who pole vaulted 12 feet and 11 and a half inches this week.
Which is very close to her previous record. If she can break her record again in the same season, wow, that's saying something. Sarah Raglan in the women's hammer throw, she qualified with a throw of 167 feet and 6 inches. Addie Shaw qualified in two events, the hammer throw and shot put. She got 174 feet exactly in the hammer throw and 47 feet and 7 inches in the shot put.
Liz Stottlemyre qualified in the javelin throw with a throw of 152 feet and 4 inches.
Congratulations to all those athletes getting that automatic mark. And we also have some winners in the event as well. The women's 4x4 meter relay, as we mentioned earlier, they finished first. Rachel Battershell also finished first in the women's 400 meter hurdles. Sydney Clark finished first for the Bulldogs with a time of 19 minutes, 3.48 seconds in the women's 5,000 meter run. As we mentioned, Jacob Cornelio, as he qualified, he also won the event in the men's hammer throw.
Riley Hecker also won her event in the 1,500 meter run with a time of 4 minutes, 51.69 seconds. As we mentioned, Josie Pels won her event in pole vault. Amy Richer also won in high jump with a jump of 5 feet, 2.5 inches. Camden Cessna won his steeplechase event with a time of 9 minutes, 55.66 seconds. Addie Shaw won hammer throw and shot put, as we mentioned earlier.
And Liz Stottlemyre, with her automatic qualifying throw, put her first place in the women's javelin. So congratulations to all these Bulldogs athletes for qualifying and winning. Their next meet will be the Doane University Jim Dutcher Invite on April 16th and 17th. Those are two all-day events. So congratulations, as we mentioned, to the athletes, and good luck on the upcoming meet. Moving on to a sport that involves a bat and a ball, baseball. They had a four-game series against Briar Cliff this past weekend. Their first two games were at Briar Cliff on April 10th. The first game, they lost 8-0. Their second game, they won 8-3. So once again, no back-to-back losses. Then they came back home on April 11th and played Briarcliff again, winning the first game 18-0. And in the second game, they won 13-10. Wow, talk about impressive comebacks after a loss right there.
Yeah, you know, we always say that they always have great comebacks after losses. But after that 8-0 loss, they made sure to tell Briarcliff, we're not losing to you again in three straight games. In that 8-0 loss, I don't really know what happened. We just couldn't get anything going for pitching-wise, hitting-wise. We only had two total hits and no runs, 21 at-bats. And for pitching, we had four total strikeouts. So just as a team overall, we couldn't really get anything going. But later on, as you said, 18-0 win, we definitely picked it up.
Yes, and we took the series win 3-1 to Briar Cliff. So just a great outing when dealing with a loss. You know, you're basically proving that, yes, we lost, but we're not going to drown in it. We're not going to, you know, oh, we lost, and now we're going to go into a slump. No, they said, we lost, okay, let's bounce back and win three more games and win the series. So a huge testimony to our baseball team.
Yeah, very big. They move on to an overall record of 26-5 and 13-3 in GPAC.
Yeah, and they sit first place in GPAC right now, just surpassing Doan, as we have the head-to-head advantage over Doan. This is looking to be one of those seasons that can be very special.
We didn't get to see them finish their season or even really play most of it last year because of COVID. It's great seeing them come out this year and, you know, dominate how they are and just do great, really.
Exactly. So up next for them, they play Northwestern in a four-game series. That'll be, all four games will be at Northwestern in Orange City, Iowa. April 15th and 16th are the two dates. The doubleheader for April 15th will be, first game will be at 5, and second game will be at 8. For April 16th, the first game will be at 3, second game will be at 6.
Good luck to them and their travels and everything. Hopefully they can win the whole series, not drop a game this time.
Yeah, hopefully. And this will be a good test for the Bulldogs, as Northwestern is sitting in the middle of the pack and GPAC, but also they're, you know, they want to do good as well. They have nothing to lose. They're going to come out swinging, and hopefully we can stop them from getting a win. Switching to the female side, which is softball.
They originally had a doubleheader against Doan on April 7th. They played their first game, and they won their first game 8-4. However, their second game got canceled due to field conditions.
And it got moved to April 12th, by the way, everybody.
Yep. So they won their first game against Doan, but then they also played on April 11th against Midland. They won the first game 6-3, and they lost their second game 3-0.
So kind of tough outing, but at the same time, our softball team had a three-game losing streak. They were able to get the win over Doan to snap that losing streak, went on a two-game winning streak, and then had the 3-0 loss to Midland. But hopefully they can bounce back from the loss and get this win over Doan coming up on April 12th.
After their game on April 12th, they will play Jamestown on April 16th. That'll be at Jamestown, North Dakota. First game is at 3 p.m. and second game is at 5 p.m. And then after Jamestown, they play on April 17th against Dakota Wesleyan University. That's also an away game at Mitchell, South Dakota. First game will be at noon, and the second game will be at 2.
Go on the websites to those schools we're playing and watch our Bulldogs in action. So currently, our softball team sits 6th in GPAC. Basically, we're in the middle of the road, and Doan is right under us in 7th. So this is kind of a good, tough battle when it comes to GPAC rankings. If we can get this win, we have a chance to move up in rankings, so hopefully we can start getting back into our winning ways.
Yeah, and then, you know, we go to Jamestown, which they're second in GPAC, so that'll be a tough game for us. But hopefully, you know, we can prove something out there and show that we're not just middle of the pack. What our record says, we're better than what we are, and we kind of messed ourselves up losing those three games in a row. As of right now, they sit at an overall record of 19-6, 5-4 in GPAC.
Support our women as they travel on these next string of away games. Moving on to men's tennis. I know we haven't talked about them recently, but we realized we should have earlier, because men's tennis is 3-0 in GPAC and 7-4 overall. We are first in GPAC as of right now. So very impressive start for our men's tennis team.
They will play Saturday, April 17th, against Northwestern. That's an away game in Orange City, Iowa, and first serve is set for noon.
Yes, it is. So congratulations so far, and good luck on the rest of the season. They have 3 matches left until the GPAC tournament.
Yeah, continue to do what you're doing. You're doing it right.
And on to the women's side, they are also on a hot start. 3-0 in GPAC, 6-5 overall, sitting first in GPAC. So really, both squads are doing phenomenal this year.
They really are.
In the early going.
Early on right now, it seems like they're about halfway through their season. They're doing pretty good. Next up for the women's is April 12th against College of St. Mary at 4 p.m. at the Koch Tennis Center in Omaha, Nebraska.
They have 4 tournaments left until their GPAC tournament starts, so good luck on the rest of the season, and congratulations on a hot start. That's all the time we have for you today. Thanks for tuning in. Please, if you have any questions, email us at cunekubski@gmail.com. Again, that is cunekubske@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at Kubski and Twitter
at Kubski.
Thanks for tuning in. Have a good night.
Bye.